Every good American should have the number to Graceland in their cell phone.
You got it.
Really?
And I'm going to call it right now. Everyone listening should put this number in your phone right now.
What's this Graceland number?
It is 800-238-2000.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I almost got in a fist fight.
At Graceland?
How can you fight there?
So I'm at Graceland, and I'm with a group. It was a radio thing. We were all in Memphis for a conference. And so we go to Graceland. And we're in there, we're taking the tour, and the first thing you learn when you walk into Graceland is that Elvis was 23 years old when he bought Graceland, and it's 14.2 acres. He named it after his grandmother, Grace, and he paid $100,000 cash. Okay, great. So you go on the tour, and everything's just like it was, and you end up in the jungle room, which it could be more tacky. I don't know how, but it could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they would make it more tacky. It's just hideous. Hideous. And it's just like it was when the king died. So, on the toilet. So, I we're in the jungle room. She's telling us all about it. I said, excuse me, ma'am, how much did you say Elvis? I asked this, we're in a tour group. I go, how much did you say Elvis paid for Graceland? Elvis was 23 years old when he paid $100,000 for Graceland, and it's 14.2 acres. And I said, what did he spend, about 50 bucks on decorations? Everybody that was not in my group, including the few guys that were in my group, looked at me like, no, you did not. And this one woman looked at me, pointed her finger at me and said, don't you ever insult the king in his house again.
I'm
like, lady, he died a junkie on a toilet. Who cares?
Did you say that too?
I just kept walking.
She's devoted her life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking back. This was 15 years ago. I feel bad now having done that. Now, you know.
It's Grayson in his house.
It's the
people
man's
love
home.
It.
It's the man's home.
It's his kingdom.
They don't let you upstairs. What am I looking at, mijo?
Yeah. Phone number to try. Googled Elvis's number or Graceland.
All right.
Maybe you should apologize.
Look, I did something there 15 years ago, and I'm sorry. And they're going to say, well, what was this?
I just want to apologize.
Just look in the jungle room. That's what I should tell. Hello, is this Graceland?
It is.
Good morning, ma'am. This is the JB and Sandy Morning Show in Austin, Texas. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to take 30 seconds of your time and apologize.
He was just sharing with us a story about his visit to Graceland over 15 years ago, and I think he's a little riddled with guilt.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize.
What did you
take? I just wanted to apologize for something that I did.
What did you do?
I don't want to tell you.
He didn't take anything.
He just wants to
apologize. I did not steal.
I can't truly forgive you if I don't know what you did.
Ma'am, I didn't steal anything. I said something nasty about Elvis in his own house.
Okay.
And it was in the...
It was bad.
Well, the people on the tour with him were offended. And
you said it, other people heard you?
Yes. Yeah. You want to know what I said?
I don't know. I'm scared. What did you say?
Well, you know how they tell you when you first go on the tour that Elvis paid $100,000 for Graceland?
Yes.
And it's 14 acres and all that?
Yes.
And we were in the jungle room, and I interrupted the young, cute tour guide, and I said, ma'am, how much did you say Elvis paid for Graceland? And she said, Elvis paid $100,000 for Graceland, and it's worth blah, blah. And I said, what did he spend, about 50 bucks on decorations?
And he feels bad about it now because he's a changed man.
This was 15 years ago. I was 23 years old.
He was immature. He didn't understand.
Well, I'm glad you've grown up and you know better now.
I know. And I have a much more respect for Elvis Presley.
I'm glad. You should come back and make it right in the jungle room.
I should. You're right. I should come back and pay some homage.
I think so.
Were you there when President Bush and the Japanese president were there?
I was.
What? Oh, how was that?
It was exciting. I mean, to see all the Secret Service and, you know, security, everything. It was really nice. I didn't get to see him. I mean, I saw the motorcade go by, but it was nice. It's fun.
How many people go through Graceland a week? Do you know? A lot, right?
A lot, yeah. Between probably 5 to 1,000. And it's not, I mean, these months are busier than the winter months.
Right.
But, yeah, I would say between 5 to 1,000. Yeah.
They still keep the horses out back?
The horses are out back.
Yep, I got to see the horses when I was there. It was pretty cool.
I've never been. I'd love to go see
it. It's really cool to go through it. It's neat that they've opened up his home for the whole world to see.
Right, yes.
Which is very cool. Yep. Well, ma'am, what was your name?
Regina.
Regina, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You feel better now?
That was she. I know. She was very nice because, you know, DJ's calling and we're kind of giggling and chuckling. Mm-hmm. And she could have
hung up
easily and just said, I'm not going down this road. She was very nice.
First thing she said, what'd you take?